Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 17th June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple is facing yet another European antitrust complaint after Rakuten's Kobo subsidiary complained to the European Commission about Apple's 30% cut on e-books in the App Store. The Financial Times reports that Rakuten filed the complaint in March, alleging that it's anti-competitive for Apple to take a 30% commission on e-books sold through the App Store while promoting its own Apple Books service. The majority of organizations don't evaluate, or don't know if they evaluate, the security and privacy practices of their third-party Internet of Things vendors. 71% agreed that greater use of IoT devices increases third-party risks for the organization, according to a survey of 630 security pros by the Poneman Institute and Shared Assessments. The tools to make deepfakes AI-generated images of people appearing to say or do something they didn't are now widely available and fairly easy to use. That's led to worries they will be used to spread dangerous misinformation. To address the problem, Facebook wants to use AI to help fight back. To train AIs to spot manipulated videos, it is releasing the largest ever dataset of deepfakes, more than 100,000 clips produced, using 3,426 actors and a range of existing face swapping techniques. It also announced the winner of its deepfake detection challenge. The best model was able to detect whether a video was a deepfake with 65% accuracy. The FBI warned this week that cybercriminals are infecting mobile banking apps with malware to steal credentials and take over accounts. The attackers are exploiting the increasing use of mobile banking apps in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and work-from-home business environment. Amazon is working to open-source its Distance Assistant AI tool that helps enforces social distancing. The tech giant said it would roll out the technology which shows when employees come within 6 feet of another to hundreds of its warehouses during the coming weeks. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.